Caleb and Kate. Caleb, the carpenter, and Kate, the weaver, loved each other, but not every single minute. Once in a while, they'd differ about this or that and wind up in such a fierce quarrel you'd never believe they were husband and wife. During one of those crazy quarrels, Caleb got so angry he slammed out of the house, hating his wife from top to bottom, and she, for her part, screamed after him the most odious insults that came to her mouth. Caleb went crashing into the forest by their house, pondering why he had married such a cantankerous hottie-dottie. But after he'd walked a while, his fury faded, and he couldn't remember what it was they had quarreled about. He could only remember that he loved her. He could only remember her dimples and her sweet ways and what fragrant noodle pudding she made. Instead of going straight back to put his arms around her and kiss her warm neck, he decided, since he was already there, to look in the forest for oak trees he could cut down later and take to the mill. He wandered farther in the woods, grew leg-weary, and, lying down to rest for just a moment, was overcome with all the greenness and slipped into a green sleep. Before long, the witch Yedida, who lived in a hidden cave in that forest, came shuffling by in her slippers, saying secret spells to herself. She stopped short where Caleb was lying, snoring away like a beehive. "How timely," she snickered. "Here's my chance to test that new spell Cousin Yggdrasil just taught me." Squatting down, she touched her skinny thumb to the tip of Caleb's left forefinger and, careful not to wake him, barely wheezed these words. "Hammy, whammy, ibn, bammy, this is now..."